Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That's Tyler. Skilly Bang. No. Ooh. T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hi, Ebro, good morning.
What's wrong? What happened already?
No sleep, Ebro, no sleep.
Why?
No sleep. I just went to war with my toddler last night. Actually, what? Ricardo went to war, not me. Well, me, kind of. I was on the sidelines.
Wait, why? Why?
Just because now she's going through that phase where she thinks there's monsters in her closet in the bed. So she's been coming into the room, and Ricardo had it. He was like, no, you're going to sleep in your room.
I like it.
To the point where at first he locked the door, and she was crying outside. My heart couldn't take it. I could not take it.
I've seen that. I've seen this before. Did you record it? You should have recorded it.
No, we broke.
Now you got to record it and play it back for them later on in life.
Then Ricardo was, I was like, I can't take it. I was crumbling, Ebro. I was crumbling. Then he
leaves. Because it sounds like she's really being murdered on the other side of the door.
It's terrible.
You're like, wait, terrible. Maybe there is monsters in our closet. Open the door.
I'm starting to believe it.
Especially with Rosenberg, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Hello, I thought it was just
gonna be a she scratching on the door, like clawing at the door?
Yes. Yes.
Yo, Issa did that before, kid.
Yo, and then my heart is like, oh my God, like, what if she's really scared or something's going on? I can't. So Ricardo is like, no, she's not coming in here.
I like it.
He's like, lock the door. So he tells me to lock the door inside my room.
That's right.
And then he goes,
he's
going to
go
room.
Deal with the monster, but the monster's actually a toddler.
Oh, God.
It's crazy.
Listen, this went on, Ebro, because then Ricardo was not letting up.
No, it's good stuff
like,
right here.
It was like 12:45.
And so when did this start? What time?
I think she, like, around 10. Like 10. So, and I'm telling him, like, even though he was like, you go to sleep, locks the doors, I can't go to sleep if I hear her crying. I cannot. So, yeah, it was war in my house. But he wasn't.
Did he find the monster?
Listen, she ended up. I woke up this morning. She's sleeping in her room. So mission accomplished. But there you I don't go. Know you if won. I can
You're back
this.
At. Listen, it's back at it tonight.
Oh, I don't know if I could do this, man.
Nah, man. You got at least. Well, so what you got to do is you got to. So now you. Since it's all imaginary, now you got to build up your imaginary weaponry.
I'm weak.
You got to build it up because now you got to teach her to go to war. Now it's war time in the bedroom now.
I can't talk to Shawnee about it because Shawnee would be like, come into the room. I don't care.
Come into bed. Like, what's the big deal? The question is, like, are you not getting good sleep when she is in the bed?
I sleep well. It's Ricardo. Ricardo doesn't sleep well. And yeah, she does. Yeah, and she does toss, turn, kick me in the. You know how they are. They just throw swing their limbs, so you end up getting hit multiple times.
That's so annoying. Not only are you demanding to be in the bed, you also have to be swinging around and acting like it's your bed now.
No, it's really this is really a battle. This is really a battle for territory.
It really is.
It's a territorial battle.
That 1 hour stretch that you're trying to train them, like, eventually they sleep through the night.
Yeah, but so, Shani, you went how many years with allowing Asiah to get in the bed?
I think it might have been, but he wasn't coming. It might have been about 2 years, but it wasn't every night.
It wasn't every night.
So, from three to four.
And Laura, how many years have you guys, because you guys were allowing Kenza to get in the bed.
Sometimes it was me. Sometimes I would be like, just forget it, man. I'm tired. I got to get up. I have 3 hours that I can still get. Right. I was like Shawnee, like, oh, I can't. I have to sleep. Let's go. You know what I mean?
Hey.
So it's been an on and off battle, guys. She's three.
This is normal, man. But, you know, this is normal. This is not, you know, it's not unheard of, guys. This is how it goes.
Hey, but screaming at 3 a.m, nah.
Bruh.
Baby, I ain't got time. I ain't got no time.
Oh, my God.
Well, Ricardo doesn't have to wake up early. So he's got time.
Yeah, it's just, you know, no matter what. I was telling Shawnee, it doesn't matter if I'm locked up in the room. My spidey senses, anytime she cries, I open my eyes. I can't. You know what I mean? I can't ignore her. I cannot. So here we are in the battlefield.
Listen, man, you got to work on it. Well, look, man, it's not like goblins and goons. The goblins and goons that are in her apartment, right? The goblins and ghouls that are in her closet.
Right.
They're already there, Laura, so you might as well learn to ignore. You know what I'm saying? They're already there. They're going to come get her every night for the next few nights until it clicks in her brain that I can beat them.
Let's see, man.
I can beat them. And really all it's going to take is Ricardo going in there with her and getting her to go back to sleep.
Yeah. So pray for me, man. We're out here.
That's right. Or you guys could do the thing I've seen parents do where they'll, like, go buy, you know, a toy or some sort of thing. And then, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
Then that toy goes in the room with the stuffed animal.
Stuffed animal.
The parent goes in there with them and goes, see, well, as long as you have this, no monsters.
It's not going to work. I tried.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean,
well, then that means she's a liar and she just wants to get into bed. That's really what it is.
That too.
There's no monsters. You're a liar and you just want to get into bed. So go in there and get clawed to death by those monsters. Come by your closet and get out of my life. Because we tried to help you and you didn't want it. So
yeah.
Good luck to you.
The meals
good luck to
heavy.
You, Kenza. Good luck to you.
Right. Make sure the meals are super heavy so they catch the itis. Be there as they fall asleep.
All that. I try.
Right. Crazy.
Anyway, who's on the line?
We got Izzy on the line. We got Devon on the line. Devon. Is it Devon or Devon? Devon? Devon.
It's Izzy.
Oh, hey, Izzy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir. Yeah. How you doing? Yeah, Izzy's a fella.
Yes.
Or at least has the voice of one.
And Devon is the...
But you don't know, it might be Devon.
Devon
might be a female. She has the voice of one. But we don't know what their pronouns are, guys.
True.
It's 2024.
It's crazy.
Stop it.
True.
Devon, how are you?
Female. Hi, how are you guys? Good morning.
Are you she, her, hers? Is that your pronouns?
Definitely, yeah.
All right. Izzy, are you he, his... He is.
Yes, him? Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
There it is. Listen, man, you know, we welcome all. You know what I mean? All walks of life to this Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Devon,
right.
We got boxing tickets for this weekend at the Barclay.
Yeah.
Yes, I heard. I'm calling to try to win them for my guy.
There it is. I like it. Representing for your guy. And your guy goes his, him also.
Yeah, always.
So, I mean, listen, man, whatever works. All right, Devon, you get to pick who you want to represent you, me or Laura Styles in
the
game.
Going, Devon?
No, usually I'm with you, Laura, but this morning I'm feeling Ebro.
Oh.
Okay, that's fine.
Don't feel me too much, man.
God.
6 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
Question.
Let's play Laura Never Lose
It.
Go.
Yo.
Okay.
Which rapper went nude for the cover?
Ebro.
Rappers going nude for a cover.
3, 2.
Cardi B.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Rapper went nude for the cover of Women's Health magazine.
Oh, I know that.
That would be Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion is correct. What is the fastest animal on land? Ebro.
Fastest animal on land is cheetah.
Over a short distance, that's correct. Who is doing a documentary on Stans?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Ooh, documentary on Stans?
2.
I don't know. I'll go with Eminem.
1. Eminem is correct.
Yes.
Stans. Originally, Amazon only sold what kind of product?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Books.
That is a fact. Which famous football player passed away last week?
Ebro.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J.
It's over.
The Juice Man. Who won the first season of American Idol? Ebro.
Ooh. Ah.
Two.
Kelly Clarkson.
That is correct. Ebro.
Wait. Yes. I got American Idol, too. Yo, it's crazy, bro.
Devin, you got the ticket.
Yes. Thank
Devin, you guys so much.
Yeah, no way to the fight.
Listen, this is much appreciated. You guys are hilarious. Thank you for everything in the morning.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. And tell your loved one, we thank the whole team over there. And you guys have a great time at the Barclay this weekend. Izzy.
Yeah.
Yo. All right, Izzy, man. You guys. I appreciate you guys anyway.
No, we appreciate you.
When Laura's feeling a little better.
Yeah, Laura's tired. Yeah. Laura's tired. Laura, do you want to take advice from like child psychologist today on what your options should be?
What about regular people? I'd rather talk to regular people.
Oh, so you don't really want help? You're like your daughter. You don't really want to go to sleep. You just want to wild out. Okay, see, it runs in the family. Look, coming up, flashing lights, Laura Stiles. What's happening?
Speaking of the big fight, Ryan Garcia is claiming that a huge controversial rapper is walking him out this weekend. Is
bro, you going to win the fight or not, bro? Like, what are we talking about?
We're going to talk about it coming up, flashing lights.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, real talk, let's be honest. Anybody knew on this show that it was going to be 80 degrees yesterday?
Nah.
80?
No.
No, I didn't know it'd be that great.
Did it touch 80?
What? Did it touch 80? It was like 82.
Mm. I never felt 80. I felt better than it. Like felt 70s to me. It was great.
Bro, yeah. 80. It hit 80.
Same, yesterday. But
well, the reason I bring this up is because I look at the weather often. Mm-hmm. Y'all know how I am about this. Yeah. Nowhere did it say 80 until it was 80 yesterday. But then I asked some other people, and they said that morning, like around 9 a.m., their weather started saying it was going up that high. Mm-hmm. But what's the point of a weather app if y'all not going to let us know the real?
Well, listen, I normally don't care for these weather updates. They're generally, who cares? So right now, When I feel what today feels like, today is something. Today you could be looking at a top, you know, I need a ranking, Ebro. It could be a top 10, 15 day of the year right here today.
Mm. Well, it's not 70, better than yesterday. 71?
It's this. I mean, it's like the same. 70, bright and sunny?
Nah, 70 ain't 80, bro.
I'll take 70. How about that? Give me 70.
I mean, I'll take it, but I'm just saying it's not 80. If I'd have known it'd been 80, we'd have did a whole show on it yesterday.
Well, then thank God it wasn't 80.
You know what I'm saying? What did we do yesterday?
Why do you like 80 more than 70?
Rap beef?
Hip hop, yeah.
80, you got a little sweat going. Yeah. 70, you're just crisp and perfect all day.
No, I didn't say I liked 80 or over 70. I said I'll take 70. I wasn't even comparing. You're the ranker. I'm not a ranker or a wanker. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me. Huh? Excuse but me? 70 and sunny. I just say that's a hell of a
time. No, it's nice. Today's going to be really nice. And then Wednesday is supposed to rain into Thursday. But we'll enjoy today. And we'll go flashing lights with Laura Stiles right now. Yeah.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles can put us on.
So, yes, the big fight, Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia going down April 20th. That's this Saturday, live from the Barclays Center. A lot of talk around it, but Ryan Garcia is claiming that Kanye West will be walking him out. He said, Kanye's walking me out. You heard it here first. Big money, let's go.
You know what? That's awesome. Is that going to help you win the fight?
That's nice that you even took it that far. I'll go with
I know.
When I see it.
Yeah,
Steve, that's what I saw. I was like, yeah, I don't know about that.
Let's see.
Well,
if Kanye's walking you out, then you're not going to walk out on time. How about that? Because there's going to be some production issues where he's going to be late or something.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, the what's supposed to be about you is going to be about him. So good luck with all that. Is that really the distraction you need before you're about to get into
Yeah, but once again, is it going to help you win? Because there's nobody saying you're going to win, Ryan.
Not a lot.
And it just continues a conversation, like, you know, because he's all over the place. So they're just like.
Well, and actually, the way that they're portraying Ryan Garcia's mind on the internet and, you know, his conspiracies or his kidnapping or disappearance, I don't know, whatever it was. And
exposing Illuminati.
You know, if it's a Kanye West and him will be connected.
That is true. That part is true. It does make sense.
Maybe he's going to be a part of Donda Athletics.
Oh, God.
Whatever happened to that? I don't know.
And maybe you can
say Jaylen Brown of the Celtics was supposed to be a part of Donda Athletics. What happened? He apologized. Didn't he have to apologize and say, you know.
Well, guess what? He's no longer with Donda Athletics.
So it all sounds like, you know what? This is what people get for basing their whole life around internet trolling. This is what people get.
Man.
This is what people
get. But we shall see, man. We shall see. That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7:01, a high of 72 degrees today, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Okay, now, we got Ride or Die maybe going to happen, but we for sure getting the congratulations. You played yourself. And then we got Beat the Buzzer happening in Curve next hour, so we got money. We're going to talk some ish about some people, hit the button.
Oh, yeah.
You got some things lined up, Laura Styles, for congrats?
No, I'm looking.
Oh, you're not ready. Roseburg, you got some things lined up for congrats?
Possibly.
No. Well, I got us for not knowing it was going to be 80 yesterday and not talking about it. So, at least I got something on the board. Y'all keep it locked. T-Bro, Laura, Roseburg.
WQHT FM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Yo, it's Ebro and Laura and Rosenberg. We were just talking. I think Rosenberg, did you say, how'd you feel about what was going on with the Drake Kendrick situation right now? Ross?
No, I was just going to say hit me with the button.
Why?
Just go for it.
Well, I'll tell you after you hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yeah, playing yourself, yeah, playing yourself. I don't play.
Hello? He left his microphone. how you walk away from your microphone after you tell us
hit
your button?
The water's
a double button.
I played myself.
The water started going. The button for me is that... Is there something wrong with me? I'm talking to everybody out there, not just Ebro and Laura and Shawnee and Cass. I'm like, I'm kind of going through the motions with this beef, the rap beef that's out there, the Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick, and Future and Metro. And like, I'm not nearly as into it as I should be. And I wonder if that's the button for maybe.
Well, I want to give your microphone the button first.
But honestly,
first.
There hasn't...
And then, let's get your microphone the button first. And then I would say that, yeah, like, you're not in the same place that you were 10 years ago. There's other realer things going on in your life, I think. So it's tough to muster up, you know, like, real care for...
But is that the
Drake,
whole thing?
Drake, Metro Boomin, Rick Ross, and Kendrick Lamar. Also, like, what are they actually, what's this actually really about? Y'all all hip-hop. Got mad money. You
it's
know what I'm saying?
Hip-hop and the crown.
It's about this, and Rosenberg, yeah, that part. He already expressed that this little perceived made-up crown in rap is fleeting anyway. It's like, you know, It's momentary. It's
right.
Does it frustrate you that no one's clear? Is it real? Is it AI? Because that's the big conversation. It's like, come on, man. Just say what you want to say. Say it with your chest.
I don't know. Is it that, or is it just that? Like, the songs haven't been that good either. Like, there really hasn't. There has not been the knockout punch song. Like, I mean, yes, the Metro Future song is a song that sounds good on the radio, and I'll give credit to this. It was educational because I didn't even know the Rodney Ojo Cooley song it was based on. Wow. So even for me at 44 years old, that was a lesson. And most, don't listen to anyone out here on the East Coast, Ebro. Nobody remembers that Rodney Ojo Cooley. So they're just placating you if they even pretend like they do. Most people don't even know it.
Yo, you know, another plot twist, and this is just a tangential little comment. Rodney Ojo Cooley had a problem with New York, too. Because New York wouldn't support their music. Like, they have a whole album that's called F New York.
There you go.
Mm. Well, and they're interesting because they're from the West Coast, and then they became, like, big, huge, influential in Miami music, too. They're interesting. So I appreciate the lesson on that. But with the exception of that song, that's, like, a pretty fun song. Mm. Yo, we heard a snippet of the Kendrick song yesterday. And
I don't think that was real, though.
Yeah, they're saying that's not real at all?
AI.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing that makes it hard to follow and annoying if you're not really into the state of affairs this year, this generation.
Right. I had someone like a day later, like a full 12 hours had passed, and be like, so is the Drake AI or real? I was like, oh, wait, people are just loving an AI conversation? It's definitively real. But you're right. People don't know when they hear the words AI, and then they check out, and I'm just... I just think the whole thing, for as big as the names are, the whole thing is kind of meh. I gotta be honest with you guys. I'm just not feeling it the way I should.
Well, I also want to hit us with the button, everybody with the button, because, you know, at no point other than like the Drake Pusha and the Drake Meek, were there these instantaneous response records that were happening like within days of one another when it came to the big names in these kind of rap battles that have happened? You know, Takeover came out, 9 months later Ether came out. You know, when Pac and Big were going at it, that played out also, I think, over like a year. Even with the mixtapes, when you're talking about like 50 and Ja, and that took place over many months. This whole concept, Kendrick, now you got 24 hours. Like,
I know.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's the TikTok era, right? Like, this is all anyone does is scroll. So everyone's waiting for the next thing. It has to be now.
And if you don't deliver for the people, and that's always the knock on Kendrick, right? Like, the knock on Kendrick is he only comes outside to play when he want to come outside to play. But here's the thing about Like That. It's still a number one record this week. And Ross's record, I'm hearing Champagne Moments, is actually going to go on streaming services. But Drake's hasn't. And J. Cole took his down.
Again, Ebro, thank you. You're giving me more reason why I'm not wrong. This whole thing's whack, kind of. I got to be honest. It feels like Pacquiao Mayweather. It's all 6 years too late. What are we really beefing for right now?
Yeah.
Everyone already won. All of you are already kings. Drake and Ross, y'all are both on the path to being billionaires. Kendrick has a Pulitzer Prize. J. Cole has his entire festival. Like, what are we really fighting over, man?
Who
like,
has the crown? Thing, who's the king?
The crown.
And I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. I'll be honest. Drake's response, I love. But the reason everyone is outside right now having an issue and something to say is because of who?
Kendrick.
Kendrick.
So who really has the crown?
Kendrick.
Because when Kendrick spoke, the world stopped, is what you're saying.
But by the way, this is the second time he's done
it. No.
But it's the second time.
No, because it's what he says, though. Because Kendrick does what Shawnee said. He's waiting everybody to do. Name names, make it very direct. Yeah. It's shock. It's shock rap. It kind of shocks people, and it shakes the ground because it shocks people. And to Ebro's point, and Rosenberg's point, none of the other rappers are doing that. They kind of keep it very anonymous, very if you know, you know.
So who's got the crown? Who can agitate the masses the most? who can get everyone to activate the most? Who is the one that really, really, truly, when it comes down to it, has the most respect all the way around in this rap thing? Right now. I'm just saying right now.
Sound like Kendrick, based on the situation.
I don't know. I don't think Kendrick dropped enough to garner that. That's the only knock I would have on Kendrick.
No, you might be right, but I'm just saying the name itself has a level's weight in to other rappers and to people who really understand what this rap thing is about. And oh, by the way, Kendrick is the one that actually stands on social business. Like, he has social commentary as well.
True. And he says names.
Repeatedly.
Wasn't the biggest thing. What was the verse he did?
The control verse when he said names.
He's like, he's not afraid to say. Everybody seems afraid to say. Like, you got to be a scientist to dissect it if you're not completely tuned in. Who is he?
Yeah, I mean, if you're real about Drake, Drake goes after somebody in some regard every album. He's always going after. Like, you could go through each album and you'll find a couple songs where he takes shots.
But you don't know who he's talking about.
Kendrick does a whole project. Kendrick will do a whole project, doesn't say one word about a rapper. Then he gets a random feature or drops a, and all of a sudden.
Kendrick be talking that talk on his albums too, if you know what you're looking for.
Well, he throws subs too.
I mean, he does throw subs too.
This last Drake record, he dissed like six people. And he didn't. I don't know who he's talking about.
You mean, you know, like, on Like That?
No, Drake's diss record.
Oh, you know who he's talking about, bro.
Yeah, but you got
this one. You know who he's talking about.
You want names? You want names?
Yeah. Shawnee wants names. Shawnee wants names. The audience wants consistency.
Right.
People, you know, are debating whether or not they like songs. Some people like the raw song. Some people don't. Some people like Drake.
I don't like the raw song very much.
I'll tell you what has consensus. I'll tell you what has consensus. Bring up that Future, Metro, and Kendrick. Ain't nobody said they don't like That.
Well, but again, that goes back to my original point, because y'all replayed something that should have already been used as a hit. Like, that song is just a bop. That is just a full bop. It's not even, the Kendrick verse is a bonus of it. I just like it from the second it comes on.
There you go. Well, look, so they did a good job making the song. They did a good job pissing everybody off. They did a good job promoting their album. And they got everybody talking. Go.
You can also say...
Rodney O.
You can also say that first person shooter pissed everybody off, because that's
that first person
reaction.
Shooter is a great point, Cass.
It's funny, although back to my original point, except none of us in the public knew who it was pissing off. We just thought it was a good song.
Right.
No, I didn't know that song was a diss until 2 weeks ago. It came out a year ago. I did Thanksgiving bars on it. I mean, it was like a long time ago.
You didn't think Drake was dissing when he was talking all that talk at the end of the record?
Yeah, but about who?
He does the Drake whispers?
But about who, though?
Yeah, but who?
Oh, got you.
But who, though? But who?
Cast is the Drake whisperer. Most of us don't speak the language.
Right.
I speak champagne Papanese.
Yo, see, bro, Lord Rosenberg, good morning. On the way, the gurus, or excuse me, Curve, and then Beat the Buzzer. Next hour, we'll get to the gurus.
Metro. Sticking to the code, all these for the street. I'm putting in her nose, it's gonna make up.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Give me 50 likes or push-ups. Huh, your last.
Kendrick Adlib.
Really not a.
They make excuses for you because they hate to see me
talking
lit.
To Kendrick.
Pull your contract because we got to see the split.
Oh.
The way you doing splits, your pants might rip. You better do that. Show inside the bitty.
The room
5 need a verse. You better make it witty.
Then still talking to Kendrick.
Swifties.
No one knows.
Give them 50.
No one knows split talk, by the way.
Nah, that's industry talk. People like some rap industry talk on the internet.
Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now. And you gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add this talk with your f***, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the f*** is this, a 20v1? What's a prince to a king? He a son. Get more love.
Ah, prince to a king.
Metro, shut your ass
up and make some drums.
And Mike got
a name for you,
Shawnee.
What's the name for you, Shawnee?
Manager was Charles, little blunt runner. Playing a six, and you boys
Metro.
Ain't even come from it.
Shawnee
and
when
you
even
boys
listening.
Got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, Abel bread.
Another name. Cash and Abel.
Abel's the weekend, Shawnee.
Chains, wicked, wicked, wicked.
Got you.
Spinning like you trying to. Boy, you tripping, boy, you tripping. Drizzy chipping Dale, probably got your Chanel. I just got undone, boy, don't make me at the chipping nail. Rolling loud stage. I would turn, that was slick as hell. Probably
what happened to Rolling Loud?
Start to kiss and tell.
That was with Travis and them playing the song without Kendrick's verse on it. Next busy,
hey. I'll be with some bodyguards like Whitney.
You didn't know that?
Say, drop your little midget. Better, hey, better drop and give me 50.
Why does he say, and why? What's the line about Kendrick's wife?
Walk around with bodyguards like I'm Whitney.
But what does that mean besides just her name?
Well, it could be like she's unsafe.
Every song that made it on a chart, he got, you know, he likes a name.
Spend a little check, you gotta stay up out my business.
Name the girl.
Shout out to the hoop with every bussin' out the gritty. We know why you mad.
Remember he did it a push with Virginia Williams.
All that little heartbroken Twitter for this far the top dog drop and give me 50. Drop, drop. And if some y'all got to not start to beef with us. This been brewing in a pot now, heating up. I don't care what Cole think, that Dot was weak.
Another name.
Champagne,
and he said Dot.
He is not easing up. Calling top to see if top want a piece of
the top.
Top want a piece of
the
piece of the nah, now you on your own when you speaking up. You don't roll deep to this and not f***ing deep enough. Begging cops or not, boy, you not f***ing beating us. Numbers wise, I'm out of here, you not f***ing creeping up. Money wise, I'm out of here, you not f***ing sneaking up. Corn ball, your show money, merch money, feed us. I'ma let you work it out because I seen enough. This ain't even everything I know, don't wait the demon up. This ain't even everything I know, don't wait the demon up.
Nah, wait the demon up.
So, you know, the only name he didn't mention was Future. He mentioned everybody else's name.
He said 50's name, Rosé's name, Top Dog's right. name, Doc Cole.
He said, what didn't he say? He said Rosé's name?
Yeah, he did. He called him Ricky.
Oh, I said Ricky. All right. Okay.
I'm saying 50, names, bro.
And 50 wasn't a diss to 50. 50 was a reference point, right?
Yeah. But that was more to antagonize Ross because, you know, they had a thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have.
Why? But why does he have to mention the wife's name, though, bro? Why does he got to do that?
Because no, Drake's letting you know he's willing to take it there.
No, he's talking about Whitney Houston. Bodyguard like Whitney. I didn't mean that Whitney. It's just a coincidence. It's a coincidence. Hey.
But he did the same thing with Pusha. Mm-hmm. When people like are married to regular, like people have regular relationships with a person who's not like intentionally in the spotlight and he brings them into it, it just doesn't end up coming off great.
You think Drake's worried about looking petty?
No, fair point, but it didn't work out great last time because then when Pusha decided to go nutso and jumped off the building and hit him with the talking about 40's illness, now everyone's taking it personal.
That's right.
Well, I mean, listen, for Drake, 40 is someone who is incredibly close, like family. He doesn't necessarily have those relationships with women. He seems like he has 1,000 women. For other people who have a normal relationship with a partner, they take those things very seriously the way you took people talking about 40's health.
The mother of my child, who's not a public person.
Correct. No, and partner. And yeah, people's spouse and mother of children. That's not
it's not
necessary. It's not necessary. I don't think you need to do it, but
It was done. It's already done. There's a recording of it. I just heard it. It's too late.
It's too late.
I'm just pointing out the moment. Just remember the moment later when things go lefty loosey.
What everybody tries to act like, wait, why is it like this? Why did you make it like exactly?
No, I meant Whitney Houston. No.
Call right now. It's time to beat the buzzer. You can get paid. DJ John's here too. Let's go.
Yeah. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Hey, John. Tonight, play-in starts.
That's right. Lakers, Pelicans, and then Warriors and Kings.
I think that Warriors Kings thing, I mean, that's going to be on late. I'm not staying up to watch it, but that's going to be a damn good game.
Yeah, you remember the old days, Ebro? I used to live for the 10 o'clock game.
Woo. Them days, it's long gone, buddy.
Yo, it's actually the worst. Like, I don't even really bother turning them on because I'm like,
no plans. I have no plans to tune in.
What's the point? Because if you watch the first 5 minutes, then I got to wind down here.
Nope. It's a wrap. Selassie got this whole house in a tailspin. Laura's over there fighting Monsters, Inc. She got monsters coming out the closet in Ken's closet.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Y'all got work last night,
good
huh?
Days.
Horrible, man. I think I closed my eyes like around 1 a.m. Yeah, 1 a.m. Because Kenza thought there's monsters in the closet or under the bed.
Based on how she sounded outside your door, were there monsters in the closet?
Monsters or not?
The crying, the scratching the door, the banging, the kicking. It's like, I was like, wait, is there monsters out there?
Maybe there is. Maybe she's right. Maybe there is monsters.
Could be monsters.
Someone is assaulting my child outside the door right now. I hear it.
Let him in.
My heart.
I got to tell you.
You're supposed to be strong. Nah. I'm not strong.
Let him in. Imagine just being in a dark hallway, banging on the door, thinking that there's monsters behind you.
That's how
like,
I
mommy,
feel.
Daddy, open the door. And you're just like, no, you got to learn.
You got to figure it out.
But
how about this? You know what you do tonight, Laura? You open the door, right? When she's banging on the door, there's monsters. Be like, yo, you've been out here for 30 minutes. If there was a monster, you'd have been eating already. Now go back to bed.
Yo, Ebro's logic talk for babies is hilarious. Like, if it actually was effective, they're like, wow, you know what? You're right.
You've been out here screaming long enough. If you want to not get eaten, you know what you do?
Right. Be honest. Quiet. Did you ever let Issa in?
Of course. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay.
Of course. You lose.
You think what Ebro tells us to do on the radio is what he actually was able to do every time in real life?
No, it happened. It just doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that works is you get up and you walk them back into their bedroom and you play music or whatever, calm them back down, you put them to sleep. That's the only thing that works.
Man.
Or you do the one that this has happened to, the one where you close the door and they fall asleep at the door. And you just let them sleep, lay in the hallway. That's happened.
Do you hear this, Pete? Do you hear this?
No, the main thing I keep thinking about now is just how crazy it is when kids actually get to an age where they start to say slick things to the parents. And you're like, I remember when you were crying from the monsters and I brought you in the bed. You were and now you have the nerve to hit me with attitude.
I should have let the monsters eat your ass.
But you know what? That's when the kid is like, I remember too. That's why I'm talking.
Right.
When you left me at the door crying and I thought monsters was going to eat me.
I should have
let them eat you. Now look at you.
Right.
We got Rashida on the line. Let's get to it. It's time to beat the buzzer. Rashida wants to get paid. Rashida, good morning. How are you?
Peace, Ebro, Rosenberg, Laura, and
the family. Hey. Rashida, you know what to do here, right?
Yes, and I want your help all day, Ebro.
All right.
Please, I got to pay us these, what are those tickets?
We ain't got no tickets. We just got cash.
Tolls.
Oh, the tolls. You got to pay tolls? Oh,
easy
you got
cash. Easy cash.
Oh, nasty. Yeah,
oh, boy.
Truth.
Yo, here we go now. It's time for Rashida to beat the buzzer.
$55.
Nah.
$115.
Okay, all right. $165. Nope.
$215. $280.
Wait for it.
$350.
Rashida, you gotta go. The buzzer went off, Rashida. No.
She said, okay, let's go.
You got to say, stop. Right.
Yeah, you can't say, let's go. God.
You can't say, let's go.
Oh, my God.
I said,
stop, let's go.
No. Hit her with the LLJ Cool J.
She said, okay, let's go, stop.
Oh, man, Rashida, man. Damn.
Yo. Congratulations on the new seat.
Oh, thank you. I wish you could have got that 350.
Last year, when y'all first started this, I want to give a shout out, please.
Go ahead.
That's the least
we can do.
My daughter, Afia Sade Harris, my love.
Afia, what's going on? Hey.
I'm in the car right now, riding, stuck on this. We love you. We literally listen to you guys every single day.
Oh, thanks, Fifi. We love you too, kid.
Oh, peace, y'all.
All right. Sorry you couldn't get the money. We'll call back. Let's try it again.
I will.
After 8:40 is the next open window for Beat the Buzzer. And on the way next, Laura Styles has flashing lights.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, all right, this Kendrick Lamar diss song came out. It leaked. But people are convinced. They're like, is it AI? Is it real? We don't know. We'll talk about it next.
Cast one. Hey, 70, they're saying. 70-ish, 71, 72. Not as warm as yesterday, but the sun is shining bright. It's a beautiful day. Thanks for joining Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So, Laura, are you going to take suggestions from other people on how to beat the monsters in the closet or not?
I mean, I can. Listen, I'm open to it. But I just feel like this is a personal struggle, man. Because
do you want to beat the monsters or not? Do you and Kenza want to arm up tonight, 11 p.m.?
11 p.m.
That's what time. Now you said that's what time happened last night. The monsters was last night, 11 p.m.
Yeah, it was like 10. The party started at 10.
They
started at 10.
And so you have not watched the movie Monsters, Inc. with her, which is literally about this topic.
I tried, but she wasn't sitting through movies yet. Maybe I'll try again.
You got to bring it back. And then maybe we all have to invest in buying her the actual monsters from Monsters, Inc. to put them in her room so she can sleep with them.
Because
if she has her own monsters, they can beat the other monsters, and that way you guys get to sleep.
Oh, God. I just want sleep, guys. I want to be able to sleep.
We'll take your calls on that. You know what I mean? Do you have any advice for Laura Styles to help her convince her child that there's not monsters in the closet? Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Styles. Let's do it.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Big bang, big boom, big.
So yesterday, a song came out. It sounds like it was K-Dot coming at Drizzy.
Kung Fu Kid.
A lot of people are just like, I don't know. Is it AI? So a lot of people are saying that it definitely is AI, but people are still scratching their heads like, is it? I'm just not sure. And I hate that we're in this moment right now where we don't even know if things are real or not.
Technology, Lauren Styles. It is technology.
Fine, I get that. But can I just get some, just be clear about it? Can whoever's camp just be like, yeah, this isn't it? Yes or no? What is it? What's happening?
I want to use this moment to, again, I know this is, Sean, get the music ready. Rosenberg goes dark time. Let's just all remember this moment when we thought the biggest problem with AI was that it was messing up the rap battles. Because when we're going to war for fighting for our lives against AI, we'll be like, oh man, I just remember when they were faking Kendrick Lamar. The good old days.
Yo, people are where you are, Rosenberg. Please believe it. Believe
it's the
it,
only
please.
Place to be. It's the only, I'm not even conspiracy guy. This is just the only place to be. If you are paying attention to the articles being written about AI, the conversation out there right now about AI is just, you know, how bad it's going to be, and are there people putting protections in place? And it's straight up out of a movie. The people who are like, it's fine, let it do whatever it wants. And the other people who are like, no, AI can be used for good, but we have to put up protections. It's literally a sci-fi movie playing out everywhere right now in front of us.
And so then there's people with exorbitant amount of money who are going to come along and not care about the rest of us and finance whatever it is to work around the government to bring AI full-fledged into your life in a way that's irremovable. Is that even a word? I don't know.
I think so, and it makes
sense.
Or
maybe just unmovable.
But they're going to have...
Of AI nurses, because that's a thing. I don't know if you've seen, they're trying to get AI nurses. That is so scary. AI nurses? No, I want to speak to a human being.
I don't know, Laura. These days, some of my experience in the medical world, I might go for AI. I'm not 100% sure. But no,
they also made a movie about this. It's called Terminator and Matrix. And there's several movies about it.
Right.
And so many more. It's not what you want, guys. So anyways, let's just enjoy the fake rap bars that are AI. It got me, by the way. Although I was like, Kendrick picked a beat this whack?
Yeah, they said it might be easier if the rap, like if Drake posted on his Instagram somebody doing push-ups or something. Stand by your record. You know what I'm saying? But there's no indication, as you're saying.
Well, so
it's not his that I'm worried about. I'm trying to figure out if this is K-Dot or not. And people are saying no.
Play it, damn it.
Well, do we have the fake K-Dot?
Play the tune. The fake one?
We have the fake K-Dot?
Or push-ups?
No. K-Dot, man. The AI record that she's doing the whole report about.
Yeah, everybody. The Drake one's over. It's real. 100% confirmed,
that
official.
One is real.
All right. What's it called?
Juanito just put it in the system, he said. Do y'all talk to each other?
No, they don't. No. They don't.
Juanito's literally standing next to him.
They're looking at each other.
I don't understand what's happening. Why is it so hard?
Blows my vibe.
there's something about our system, bro.
We work in the communications business, but people don't talk.
There's no communication. Anyway, that's
hit yourselves. Hit the whole production team with a button.
It's not in there, bro.
Juanito said he sent it to Cass as well. What are y'all doing? Why is it so hard?
It's not in there.
I need a new team. I'm hiring. I'm about to post jobs.
Ah, this is me. So here you go.
Ebro, hire AI.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Three times in front of your mirror, you hesitate to proceed after you reconsider. Lights flicker, the energy in the room shifted. Scared to open your eyes, cause you feeling the ghost of Kendrick. I dominated your favorite rapper, you idolized. My silence is enough to make it apologize. Attractive statements called saying regretting his lyrics. MCs die when you revive a competitive spirit. How to kill a rapper, let him do what's in a self. Self-inflicted career wounds that fear helped. Drop nukes, surprise moves, height of respect. They promised me my death, now they deleted threats. One rat dead laid on the floor, and I didn't even have to throw bullets for him to go. Now that we got that out of the way, it's one more to go. Stop wasting time, let's get the show on the road. It was ignoring repeat disses, and when they give us why they entertained it, it's weak disses. And now that it's direct, it's leaked disses from burning pages and all. Insecure behavior from y'all car guards. I know that you were sensitive and emphasis on lame, seeking validation from
one of my, when I first heard this, I sent it out to the group, and I reached out to some people. They told me it was fake, but the first thing I always listen for is, do you actually hear the artist taking any breaths? That's one of the telltales, the tells of AI. is you don't actually hear the breathing at all.
Mm-hmm. Also, his voice, when you think about it, it actually sounds like old K-Dot. It's right. Weird. It sounds like him from a while ago. It doesn't actually sound like him right now.
AI is scary, man.
It's, no, but it's damn good, though.
Average person.
It damn, it'll damn it. It'll, you'll double, triple, quadruple take. Yep. For sure.
Yep.
All right, Laura, now you wrap up your segment.
Oh, I've been wrapped. Okay, that's your Flash and Light report.
Oh.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, I get those goosebumps every time.
A much simpler time in hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of auto-tune and a cool tune. Now, Travis is on records with Future and Metro. I noticed Drake didn't really say much about Travis.
Oh, he did.
What did he say?
There's something there?
There's something there? What did he say? What did he say?
I mean, listen, it could be about Travis. When he said...
It could be.
That it could be. When he said that, that was cute what you guys did on the stage at Coachella. And then the next line was like,
but that was, wasn't that Metro set?
Well, hold on. It was Metro set. It was Future and Metro were on stage. They did their whole set and they hadn't done that song. Travis was on stage with them because he had just performed a new song with them.
That's right.
And Travis kept pushing them to play like that.
That's
Travis
right.
was the one that brought it up. So the next line right after that, Drake says, "You're lucky your baby mama doesn't kiss and tell."
If you remember, yeah, no, that's definitely getting at Travis.
If you remember, there were rumors back in the day about Drake and Kylie. I mean, I don't know. So.
He definitely got at Travis. Know. Definitely got at Travis. Confirmed. Got at Travis.
Confirmed.
A little stab.
Confirmed.
Allegedly.
Drake covered all ground in that song. Yo, bring that. Yo, get that Drake ready to play one more time, man.
Yo, I mean, man. It's not that great.
What? I
mean, it's pretty good, Rosenberg.
It's fine. It just like doesn't move. I don't know.
No,
like,
no, I feel what you're saying.
It's
Rosenberg.
Not back to back. It's just I don't want to hear it all day.
No, you're right. What you're saying is not incorrect. But he also covered a lot of ground in one record.
No, he did. He did. I give credit where credit is due. He covered a lot of different ground. Wish he'd left out the wife talk.
True.
But it is pretty good.
There's double wife and baby mama talk on here.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything talk. That's what I'm saying. He covered a lot of ground, this guy.
Drizzy, man. He's a savage.
I could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You can't get booked outside America for now. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker, y'all depend on.
Is that big in Japan line, though? That sounds like me doing Thanksgiving bars. I'm sorry.
This the part with the bite. What's up? I know a picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. Cause Top told you drop it, give me 50 likes of push-ups. Your last one brick, you really not on. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, your pants might rip.
Hey.
You better do that. Show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, Future has a song. I mean, Sierra has a song called Kiss and Tell. Is that the Future?
Hey.
Oh.
I can never be nobody number one. Pips, we pipe down.
A lot of small man jokes in here, though. Call her Pipsqueak, talk about a shoe size.
Yep.
Little boy.
I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add his talk with your f***, I had to hike down.
Hike down?
Yeah. Between Mike then and Mike now. What the f*** is this, a 20v1? What's a prince to a king? He a son.
Oh.
Get more love in a city that you fun. Metro, shut your f*** up and make some drums. Yeah, I'm the sixth guy, yeah. I'm the front runner. Y'all manager was Charles Lil Blunt.
Disrespect.
Drop and give me 50. Drop and give me 50.
Yo, we're going to take your car. Yo, we cover so much ground. Speaking of Drake and covering ground, we cover ground on this show, too, damn it.
Buy your show money, merch money, feed us. I'm going to let you work it out because I've seen enough.
This I mean, it's a vibe, though.
I know don't wait to beam up. This ain't even
no, he rolling, man. He's rolling, bro. He's rolling.
He's rolling.
He's rolling.
That's hard, bro.
He's in the pocket.
No,
he's in the pocket.
I mean, it's Drake. What kind of... Yeah.
Other than I want to hear this one.
Only Shawnee's surprised that Drake's in the pocket.
Well, because Shawnee's been ignoring Drake for about 4 hours.
Right.
Yo, ever Shawnee since Drake broke Shawnee's heart.
Look, yeah. Ebro, Shawnee can help it. He loves this song, but he critiques it so much when it's not on. But when it's on, the bop is. He's like, Shawnee,
yeah, that's crazy. Once Drake had Sade backstage, it was over. Shawnee's heart was in shambles. He couldn't take it anymore.
Done with him. Like, you're gone too far.
I've never seen such organic hate in the way. Like hate gets thrown around loosely. It's not usually hate. It's usually a critique.
Right.
In the case of Shawnee, it is pure, unadulterated. It should be me and not you. Yeah. Why is it you?
Yeah, and then he just kept,
that's why I don't like you.
I don't like you because I want your life.
And that's inherently what this beef is about.
Yeah.
Well, that's it right there.
To some extent.
Partly to some extent. It's a lot of things, but... You know, also right now, you know, covering a lot of ground on this show, you know, Laura Stiles has a toddler. Well, is she considered a toddler still? Or a little?
She's three, yeah.
That's toddler still, right?
Yeah.
The things get blurry. Like, when does it go from newborn to infant to I don't know. But at any rate, last night, what happened, Laura Stiles?
There was war in my house. War. Goes to bed at 8 and at 10 o'clock knocking on my door. She wanted to come in and get it. She's like, I want to sleep at Bobby's room. And Ricardo was like, nah, man, we're not doing this tonight. We are not doing this tonight. And so he proceeds to just kind of lock the door and not let her in. So she's crying outside my bedroom, knocking on the door, scratching on the door. I keep getting up, and he's like, go to bed. I'm like, I don't know, that's man. Crazy. I think we should just let her in. And he's like, shh. So finally, after I think he saw the weakness in me, and he was like, all right, man. So he opens the door, and he's like, Kenzie, he escorts her back to her room. Doesn't work. He does it a couple times. And finally, he locks my door. He's like, you stay in here. I'm going out. He ends up, I saw him going into her room and laying on the floor. I heard him say, I'm going to be here. Lay down.
Right.
And then so he's sleeping on the floor for a little bit. And I think he transferred to the couch and she came back up trying to knock on my door like, Mommy, let me in. Oh, and, you know, I'm like, oh, my God. Guys, it's 1 a.m. and this is happening in my house. So let's just say, like, you know, I woke up this morning. She was in her room, but there was war in my house, and I don't know what to do. According to Kenza, there's monsters in her room, and she's very scared.
All right, so we're gonna take calls and see what other parents did, because we got a lot of families listening. That's our specialty on this program: families and people with jobs. That's what we do well at Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
That's where we hit home runs.
Hey, you know what? So speaking of things like that in a different vein, I just did a very adult thing I'm proud of, Ebro.
Huh?
I finally caught this damn bill that I've been paying for no reason. You ever have one of those things that you, like, you're logged into and you're paying for it and you keep missing it and then it pops up again? You're like, Yo, I just got hit again for the $25 that I pay every 3 months for the damn PlayStation that I never play.
What?
Why don't you just cancel it?
$24.99. They get you for $24. I messed
you
up.
You pay for it and you're like, well, since I pay for it, I might as well just keep it for 28 days. Is that your logic?
No,
I
mean, sometimes it's hard to find the actual bill, man.
Yeah, and
like
then
when you're looking through your card statement, you're like, where is this? And then they title it something weird. So even if you have one of the digital cards, like I have the Apple card, you go in and you search for it because you could just search all through your whole thing. You don't even know what it's titled. It's got like a weird name. You can't find it.
Or, like, I had one time when I was about to cancel it, but I'm like, oh, well, the new golf game comes out, so maybe I'm going to play. Oh, and then, no, yo, bro, I started paying for this damn thing during the pandemic, bro. I don't use it. I just got it today. I killed it. I went and found it, and I canceled it.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's go to Zan's gotta wait. We gotta go to Carl. Carl's been holding for a while. Carl, what's your solution for Laura Styles to deal with her kid who thinks he's got monsters in the closet? Ken's is stressing out.
Good morning, sir. When I had this issue with my daughter, what we did was, when it was close to her bedtime, we would bring all her toys to the closet and let her play in the closet before she went to sleep. So to kind of make sure, like, everything's okay, like, there's no monsters in here. And it took a couple of days, but then the night terror stopped. And now, to this day, she still plays in the closet.
I like it. Is that the official name, Laura? Night Terrors.
No, because they're not night terrors. Remember, I complained about
Thank you,
about
Carl, for your phone call. Thank you very much.
She used to wake up in the middle of the night screaming bloody murder. No, that's not happening.
Yeah, I remember those days. Laura would come in, like, she's having nightmares. I'd be like, okay, well, what would she have nightmares about? What? She didn't get enough bottle or something? Like, what's her nightmare about?
Right.
There's no nightmare.
I'm past that stage. Thank God. That's over. Now it's
Cheyenne's been holding for a minute. Let's go to Cheyenne. Sorry for the hold, y'all. We had to get into our rap beef talk real quick. Cheyenne.
It's all right. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. What was your solution when your child thought monsters was in the closet?
So what you can do is make, like, a monster spray and with water, like an essential oil, and maybe some, like, glitter. And she could either spray it in the closet so her room smells nice, or spray it on her, and, like, that could fight off the monsters.
And the essential oils are double whammy, because one of those essential oils helps a kid go to sleep, lavender. Like lavender or something.
Like lavender. Yeah. Lavender. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I could try that. I could try to see if she falls for the monster spray. Okay. Let me see if I can cook that up.
Or Laura, you could also have her email the gurus and y'all could burn some incense.
That's right.
Or no, what do y'all burn? Sage to cleanse the energy. Maybe you got to do like a walk through her bedroom with some sage burning.
That's right.
It's not going to work. Uncle Shani's going to be like, go let her in your bed, and Uncle Peter's gonna be the same. Right. They're just gonna be, just let her in.
Let's go to Zan on the line. Zan, what's your solution here for young Kenza, who thinks monsters are in the closet?
Oh man, first of all, I want to give a shout out, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And the whole team, and Drake is the GOAT.
There you go. All right.
See, Shani.
Greatest of all time.
See, Shani.
He's not the GOAT. What I want to say to her is, these children at the age, they are going through a stage. So as a mother and a father of the household, you bring them in and make them feel comfortable. It's only going to be for a little while, and then they will start to learn how to sleep by themselves. That's what I did for my daughter.
Bring them in where?
Bring them into your bed. Because every child wants to be around the parents.
They need that comfort.
It's a stage that they go through.
It's quick.
It's only for a little while.
Yeah,
believe
it's not
me.
That long.
Okay, Zan, but hold on.
What's a little while?
Zan.
A year?
Hold on,
no,
Zan.
No,
because,
not even a year.
I did this. I said, I listened to her. I said, tell me what's wrong. Talk to me. I brought her into the bed sometimes. But we're at the point where now we have to make a change. We have to make a change. So that's where I'm at right now. I did the listening. I did the bring her in.
So, Laura, how long you was bringing in and listening?
It's been like about a month.
About a month. Right, that's not that long. I will say this, though. It was that was an interesting thing to hear. Because what you get used to hearing is parents just immediately vetoing in the bed.
Right.
Because they're thinking about doing it from the beginning. And then you end up with kids who never leave the bed. And that's a problem. In the case of Kenza, and I'm sure many other kids out there whose parents are listening, She's been fine. She's been fine. She's out the bed. She has her own room. She's been good.
Right.
I guess the question is then, to the caller's point, can you have a little few month phase where you support them and they just go back to it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't need to fear it so much.
So I've had the little phase where I support her. Now, how do I get back to it?
That's well, maybe problem. Maybe it needs a, maybe it's still not, maybe you're just still not there yet. Maybe it needs to be a slow way out where you start like planning it, coming up with your little strategy and implementing night by night, and then over a few weeks you'll get there. Now, listen, Ricardo's the one who has to deal with the feet in his face, so it'll be a problem for him. But guess what? You're the one who has to wake up early, so right. It's all going to work out. But maybe you instill a little plan night by night, and by the time you get to the summer, we're Gucci.
Fact.
I'm trying. It's just, it sounds so easy and so great when you
say it's a nightmare.
When you're in it.
It's a nightmare.
When you're in it, Pete, oh my gosh.
Actual hell.
Listen, the last night was the best solution y'all got today, which is escorting her back to her room and somebody staying in her room with her.
Yeah.
That's your best solution. You know what I mean? There's going to be some other night. And then, but see, and there's always that blurry line of, are they really scared or is she now just being overdramatic and taking advantage?
Exactly.
Because you know Kenza is a hustler. It runs in the family, kid. Yo.
Scammer.
Yo, her mom's a scammer. Her dad's a scammer.
Oh, wait, Ebro, you talking back when Laura was like, why don't we just grab you this wheelchair real quick so we can get through the airport?
I don't need a wheelchair. No, Ebro, we need to get expedited through security. Get in the wheelchair. Yeah,
exactly. That's what Kenza's doing. On one shoulder, it's going, you can't lie to mommy. You're not really seeing monsters. The other shoulder's like, we got to get in the bed somehow.
They're in there cuddling without me. I need to get in there.
I hear the TV. They're still having fun.
Yo, Eric says, wear the kids out. Danielle says, Laura, you should open and control. I think Danielle thinks you're just leaving out in the hallway, like I suggested, letting her scream and pass out in the hallway.
Don't do that.
Wait, let's go to another Danielle. Danielle number two. Okay. That says, Kenza needs to know she's going to beat the monsters up. Danielle. Danielle?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can.
You're on the air. What is your suggestion for Laura Stiles?
Hi, good morning, Laura. I definitely think you should let your daughter into the bedroom. She's not going to do it until she's 10. You know what I'm saying? I'm a mother of twins.
She said she's not going to do it.
She's not going to do it until she's 10.
Laura was freaked.
She's not going to do it until she's 10. It's short-term, it's short-lived, it's temporary. And, you know, they're scared. They need to be comforted.
Right.
No, I know. And that's how I feel. Look, if it's up to me, I'll be like, hey, man, just come. But
thank you, Danielle.
Ricardo really feels like, I want my bed back. And I'm like, I get it.
Listen, Dad has had enough.
He's had enough.
All the consoling. Yo, sometimes it wears out on the dads, man. And sometimes it's the moms. One of the parents is like, all right, bro, enough. Enough is enough.
In this case, it's definitely Dad. He's done. He's like, something has
to change. Now, Shani, go to the other Danielle I actually wanted to bring on. It's indicative of this show that the things I actually want, I get the opposite.
The wrong Danielle.
It's indicative. Always. It never fails. 75% of the time, I want this, I get the other. Danielle, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's your solution for Laura Stiles here and Kenza?
Listen, my solution, old school, get up in that closet and beat that monster up.
There you go. Go, just go in the closet. And clothes are flying out.
Double S, yes.
There you go. We just beat up the monsters. Now go back to sleep, Kenza.
And don't come back.
I love it. Classic.
Thank you, Danielle. Let's get to the gurus.
Have a good one.
Yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
To shine the light. Shani, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse energy.
Ebro in the morning.
That's the wrong energy we want.
Wrong energy, Sean. Yeah. Let's cleanse it.
That was
Andre 3000.
Yo, listen, man. I tried to tell y'all it's indicative of the program, man. It's a mess. It'll get changed, though. It'll get changed.
All right. No. Let's hop on lily pads, Ebro. La hop lily pads. All right. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises, please.
Zen.
said.
The timing? No, the timing was amazing. No, the mid-guru timing, as Ebro's already on the verge of derailing today. Then there's just the random Ebro in the morning.
Yo, like, get it together, bro. No, like, what's happening?
Yo. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send your emails today. We may get to it tomorrow. We need you. Right. And by that, I mean we need new emails. All right, guys. I'd like to stay anonymous. New listener here for the last 3 years. Not that new. 33-year-old woman. Mom of two beautiful children, a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old. 14-year-old boy, 12-year-old girl. Okay. I'm concerned that the relationship between my children's father and I is affecting our children negatively. Dad and I have been separated for 7 years. Since then, Dad has moved on. He got married. He's having a baby. I'm single. I'm in therapy. I'm healing. There was heavy domestic violence. And I couldn't get into another relationship without addressing the issues first. It was a messy separation. Prior to him getting married, we were trying to co-parent cordially. I struggled with communicating with him. My concerns about the children's emotional development. When I brought up conversations, Dad would get defensive and accuse me of calling him an incompetent father. I'd get annoyed because parenting doesn't come with a handbook. He lacked self-confidence. I saw he was struggling with letting things go. And I tried to be kind and let my intentions be known. That under no circumstances was I attracted to him. I respected his relationship. I did not want to try again. It wasn't healthy for my mental health. My therapist says that this world is lacking kindness, and a form of kindness is automatically perceived as a romantic advancement, unless I make it clear that's not the case. So I made it clear on many occasions. However, it got really unhealthy when the children started to call him out on it. I'd often hear my son ask him, "Don't you have a girlfriend?" Whoa, that's awkward. Whoa. I'd also hear my daughter tell him, "I'm going to tell on you." This was not the example I wanted to set for them about how new relationships should be respected and honored. At one point, I got frustrated and I sent screenshots of some of the things that he texted me to his wife.
Oh.
Literally. I wasn't sure if his wife knew what he was doing, but her shock clarified that she didn't. It was important for me to let her know that his behavior is not a depiction of her value as a woman, as a mom. Oh boy. He needed help, refuses to get it. Now, this is my dilemma. They have both blocked me from any phone calls, text messaging, anything. Dad and I speak through a parenting app. In addition, the children have become the bridge of communication because he barely looks at the app. There have been times where I have to text my daughter to let him know to look at the app. This behavior is affecting the relationship between the children. My son lives with me and my daughter lives with him. They rarely get to see each other. For me to see my daughter, I have to jump through hoops. I often have to play detective, etc., etc. A few weeks ago, I sent them both a message, him through the app and her through one of my previous social media accounts. I communicated my concerns and shared that I'm willing to do my part to get to a better place for the sake of the children. It's been 3 weeks, no reply from either. Should I just stop trying to reach out to make amends? I know I'm not in the wrong here, but it hurts me to see the children internalize the incompetence of their parents. Should I just let the chips fall where they may? What do I do? Deep breath. Your feedback is greatly appreciated.
Shani, I got a question.
Yeah.
How did the kids get involved in, like, don't you have a girlfriend? And how did they get familiar in that? How did they get exposed to that? That's what I didn't know. As soon as that popped up, I'm like, okay, if he's thinking your kindness, the mother who wrote us,
right,
the kindness is in advance.
Right.
And she's clearly communicating that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
How did the kids get looped into that?
Yeah, because she's making it sound like he's flirting in an overly obvious way where they're seeing it and they're like, "Dad,
they're hearing it."
That's how
I took it.
Okay,
yeah.
He
might be making inappropriate comments.
And remember, she said they're 14 and 12.
So yeah, they're not
old
yet.
Enough to get it.
They can get it. They can get it. I'm like, damn, that's
right. Right.
I would say this, like, because I think her daughter is 12, so she's old enough to, like, why don't you set a schedule? like a schedule of like when you're going to see your daughter. You know what I mean? Because she's like, I'm trying to see my daughter. She's making it seem like she doesn't get to see her at all.
Well, and also she's making it seem like schedule. In one breath, she was making it seem like she can't communicate with her daughter. But then the next sentence, she was saying that the only way she's been able to communicate is through her daughter.
Through the kids.
So it's. I'm only bringing this up because there were some inconsistencies in what she was saying that just didn't make it. Because, for instance, like, you know, she can communicate directly with her kids. They have. Yeah. She said that. So why do you need this app thing?
And why do you, unless it's like for child support or whatever, anything that's outside.
Court mandated. Well, the app is for them to be able to communicate directly.
But they have a problem that they don't do well with that. He is a problem, according to what she wrote.
But then both him and his lady blocked her.
Which makes it sound like they don't want her around, so is she a problem also?
She's a problem too.
Well, remember, they're
a problem on both sides.
Right. Well, remember, she reached out to the girl and was like, your husband's hitting on me still.
And sent screenshots.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, just if we read into the whole thing, and all we have is her side, but that's the side we're dealing with. She already told us there was domestic violence.
That's right.
This was already an unhealthy relationship.
That's right.
So if she then was willing to say, she's now reaching out to the ex-wife, you don't think that this guy would immediately turn it down, reverse it, and make her the bad guy. So now
gaslight the whole thing.
Yeah, now the girl's like, I don't want to talk to her. She's a liar. She's making things up about my man. It's her who's hitting on him. So we don't even know.
But that's my point. Right. The kids are old enough to where this mother should be able to communicate directly to her kids and try to set a schedule. Because she didn't say that they were preventing her from seeing her kid. Her daughter, who lives over there.
Towards the end of the email, Rosenberg, didn't she say, sometimes I don't see her for a while? She didn't mention it.
Yeah, she said that the siblings aren't really seeing each other.
Right.
And they haven't really seen each other for
3 weeks. But she said they make her jump through hoops, but she didn't say that it was prevented, which sounds like a scheduling thing.
That's what I'm saying. I think you need to create a schedule with your daughter and have your daughter, you know, loop in the dad. But her daughter is old enough to speak up and says, hey, I want to see my mom. So create a schedule where you get to see her weekly or figure it out what works for you.
The kids are old enough where they can voice.
Yeah.
So if the kids are not seeing each other and you see that being a problem, you have to encourage your kids to speak up.
I'm sure they have an email or an iPad or something if they don't have a cell phone where the kids could communicate with each other if they want to.
Right.
Now, if he's preventing you from seeing her, now that's
then you gotta get the court involved.
Well, I was gonna say, it sounds like they've avoided having the court involved, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. So hopefully you could avoid that. But
if he's completely preventing you from seeing her at all, then you have to take legal action. But if not, we all agree the kids are old enough to communicate. So try to set a schedule with your daughter and have your daughter loop dad in and be like, hey, listen, my mom wants to see me weekly. I want to see her too. So how can we make this happen?
Right.
And hopefully that helps. That way you don't have to deal with them at all for the most part, right?
And in closing, I just like to say this whole situation is
It is LLJ Cool J.
Sorry, it just had to be something.
It is. And it's also a big, this ain't what you want.
It's not what you want.
It's not what you want.
Sorry, go ahead, man.
Ebro in the morning with
there it is.
Niles and Rosenberg.
I've heard this sounds familiar.
Like you've heard it recently.
Yeah, almost like I heard it in the middle of the...
Wow. Mm.
Yo, did the lady who emailed in one breath, she was saying that he moved on and got a new relationship and she was in therapy because of the abusiveness of the relationship.
Correct.
But then came back and said that he had a problem moving on.
Something like
that.
Yeah.
Basically, well, by the way, which isn't surprising.
Right.
Yeah, because he may still want to smack.
Because he just ran to the next relationship. He just jumped into the next thing and he's like, I'm good. What do I care? She's like, I'm going to take time to be alone. Yo, that is a funny thing to point out. She's like, let me do some work for a few years.
Right.
To figure, because I mean, and this is a classic thing for anyone listening, I think so important. You have a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old, all right? Maybe, assuming you're not desperate for more children, you're in your early 30s, what are you rushing for? to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Good for her for taking the time to figure out the next thing so she doesn't end up in another nasty relationship.
And meanwhile, right? He jumps into a new thing, but it's still coming back. And the kids are like, yo, don't you have a girlfriend, bro?
Yeah, why are you still hollering at mom? You right. sound like you don't have it together, Dad.
Messy, messy, messy.
He didn't even clean up. You were in an abusive relationship before. Now you're already on to the next thing. It's nasty.
Look, we go live after the live. So this is live. And then we're going to go live again on YouTube after 9 o'clock. It's, you know, a way for us to delve deeper into things we didn't cover, whether it be today, yesterday, or things we plan on covering for the rest of the week. And you can join us right on Hot 97's YouTube. Call right now if you want to beat the buzzer, too. We have money for someone. When they beat the buzzer. Next, flashing lights. Laura Styles, what's happening?
Wow, guys. Trey Songz reportedly settles a $25 million lawsuit over alleged sexual assault. Doesn't surprise me, man. We'll talk about this coming up. Flashing lights. All
right. Cast one. 97 minutes commercial.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, it's time to beat the buzzer before we get to flashing lights with Laura Styles. Last hour, we had somebody who did not beat the buzzer because they didn't say the word stop.
Oh, terrible.
Quickly and clear. They said, okay, yes, and stop when the buzzer went off. You got to get that stop off quick. Rel, you know what to do?
Yeah, I know what to do.
All right, bro. You ready to beat the buzzer, though?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What you smoking on?
I ain't smoking on that right now. That worked.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Rel is ready to beat the buzzer.
$80. $125. $185. $230. $290. $330. $360.
Oh, man, they're playing around.
I still do four.
Oh, it's four. It was a four. I'm giving him the four. Whatever the four is, what's the four? Let me hit the rest of it.
$100.
$400 is yours.
$400.
Yeah. Rel, you got $400, baby.
All right, thank you. Look at you.
You good, man. Hang on. We're going to get all your info and get you your $400. Everybody else, your next chance to beat the buzzer is 12 noon. Let's go right now with Laura Styles and the flashing lights.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Now, Trey Songz has reportedly settled a 2016 sexual assault lawsuit from Jane Doe. Now, they're saying that she sued Trey Songz with accusations that he allegedly raped her during a house party in 2016 in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And according to Complex, Jane Doe also sued Atlantic Records, Kevin Lau, 300 Entertainment, over the alleged assault. Now, listen, the story gets a little complicated because, you know, obviously Trey Songz' attorneys are saying he's innocent and accusing the other lawyer of foul play. But the latest update is just saying that that they settled for an undisclosed amount before the upcoming September 16th court date.
So somebody got a bag. Mm-hmm. This Jane Doe got a bag, and clearly the individuals named in the suit thought it would be cheaper to settle than it would be to drag this out in court.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
this
And it also sounds like them going after the labels and all that. You know, Trey Songz gets his name plastered across the top of this. But her going after the label sounds like, was this like some sort of listening party or a video shoot or something? No.
I think it was just like a house party.
Yeah, this.
But, you know, it doesn't help that Trey Songz has a lot of allegations. Remember, there was a woman who, there was a video of him, like, snatching up her bikini top and exposing her in a yacht. Mm-hmm. Another woman, you know, claiming that he dragged her by her hair and sexual assault. So there's been a number of allegations to Trey Songz, but yeah.
This is really all we've talked about with Trey Songz for now years?
That's right.
Yeah.
Honestly, years. It's the only thing we've talked about. But what would we say, bro? 3-4 years? It's the only time he comes up?
It feels like it. Yeah, it's been... I mean, he tried to put out some music during the pandemic that did okay. But it definitely hasn't been what it was. And then, yeah, it's been all of this negative. I mean, hell, didn't he go to a football game in Kansas City and get into some ish, too?
Oh, yeah, that popped up. That was the only other thing that happened. It's crazy.
In other news, there's an update on our beloved Mr. C. Reports are saying that Mr. C passed away. He died of a diabetes-related coronary artery and kidney disease.
Yeah.
For everybody who's
gone too soon, my brother Mr. C, man.
Honestly, I mean,
hip-hop icon, legend.
We obviously don't know a ton from what that information is, but what we can say is, if you're feeling a way, just go to the doctor, man. It's scary. No one wants to do it, but it sounded like he hadn't been feeling good, man. And like I told you guys, I'd heard him, and he didn't sound quite right. I heard at the party he did the weekend before, he didn't look quite right. So it's just, it's super upsetting. But if you're feeling any way, you just got to go get checked out, man. Have to.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:54. A high of 71 degrees today. Alternate side parking is in effect.
And on that note, even if you feel great, you should go get a physical and get checked out.
Great point, Ebro. And by the way, we can talk about this and many more things in the Live After the Live on our YouTube show. And by the way, if we don't get good numbers today, if it's not like a crazy one, I'm never doing it again. I'm putting it right, Ebro, I'm putting it down right now.
Oh, really? Drawing a line.
I'm drawing a line.
Wait, we were asked to do this.
Right. But I don't hear anything about it. So unless I see that the people are all showing up, like, yes, we love it. Because we're doing it for the people. We don't hear from these magic Oz. Oz
You're
doesn't
lying.
Come down
which
and tell
people
us.
Are, wait, which people are we doing the it
wizard.
For?
We're doing it for the people.
Nah, because the people I showed up and did it for own the station. I wasn't showing up for the people on YouTube.
See, I haven't heard anything from the Wizard of Oz, so I'm just doing it for the people who show up to the YouTube Live After the Live program show. So if today's not the day, bro, we draw a line in the sand. We dead it for good. We'll see you on YouTube.
Man, damn.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.